and welcome to the Sportscast, March 14th, 2018. March 14th is a day that I've been waiting for the past month or two. I'm a big NFL fan. I've become more of an NFL fan the past couple years than ever. It might be going like way above soccer, maybe a little bit. But I've been looking at March 14th. Free agency begins today. You know, teams could decide who to sign. They can sign the person today. And the best person to talk about free agency is a good friend of mine, Jeff Fowler. I knew him since Liberty University, since I graduated. This guy is a sports genius. Jeff, welcome to the Sportscast.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on. Genius is very, man, that's very kind of you.
It's like the quality of content. Yeah.
Nate yep. Burleson, man, that's my guy.
Oh,
Nate Burleson is my favorite, absolutely, by a mile. He's my favorite of anyone out there, absolutely.
Man, so let's get into business here. The biggest trade, or actually the biggest signing of this offseason free agency period, was Kirk Cousins to the Vikings. Jeff, what do you think about that move?
Yeah, I mean, I like it as long as the Vikings stay true to who they are. You know, I like it as long as the Vikings. Give me 1 second here, man. I played Keenum look great throughout the season last year, but I think we all know, you know, he is what he is. He's an average quarterback. I don't know that Cousins is great. You know, I think he'll be an upgrade, and I think he'll do well for them. But I still think, you know, hopefully Dalvin Cook comes back healthy. I think the Vikings should still lean on him a bit, you know, lead with the running game. But they have great weapons. You know, Rudolph is an above-average tight end. Thielen is a nice receiver. Diggs, I'm telling you, man, I think Diggs – I think he's one of those guys that if you give him opportunity, he's going to be one of those big-name receivers. I think he might be – I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate and say top 10, but I think he's right there if he gets the opportunities. You know, and I think Cousins will give him that opportunity to shine a bit. And we all know, man, the Vikings defense, you know, they'll hit you from every angle. They're fast. They're athletic. And they just – you know, they really come at you, especially in Minnesota. They're tough. So I like the Cousins move for them. In free agency, you know, it seems like everybody overpays for everyone, and they probably did overpay a little bit to make sure they got Cousins. But at the end of the day, if you have a 2 or 3 year window to try to win a Super Bowl and you think that he can be that guy, you have to go for it. You know, I like it for the Vikings.
You think Case Keenum was a good quarterback, or do you think Minnesota made him a good quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bash Keenum. You know, I think he's a good dude, and he had a nice season. But I do think the Vikings really put him in a spot to, you know, make simple reads, and they really simplified the offense for him. And I also think the Vikings weren't afraid to win ugly. You know, they won a lot of games that their defense and special teams really carried them, and the offense just kind of made a few big plays to, you know, to do just enough. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't know that you can win a Super Bowl that way. And I think right now I think he's a special talent, and I don't think we've seen the best of him yet. So I really think he's going to be a guy that just keeps getting better. And, you know, yeah, I think the Vikings did a lot of things to make Keenum probably look better than he really is, but I also think he's probably a slightly better than average quarterback too.
And Case Keenum is heading to the Broncos. How will the Broncos look
since their Super Bowl run? You know, Malik Jackson's not there anymore. Danny Trevathan's not there anymore. Now Talib's not there. TJ Ward left last year. I think their defense is still going to be really good. I don't think the defense is going to be the problem. But, you know, since John Elway's been there, if you look at his last 5 or 6 drafts, they've got very little on the offensive side of the ball. You know, on offense, for whatever reason, he's just really struggled to add talent. You know, he's on defense, they've done fine. You know, they keep retooling. They keep finding pass rushers. They keep finding corners. But on offense, I mean, when you really look at it, their offensive line has been a mess for the last two or three years. But I still don't see an offense that's going to be their offense is still going to struggle. You know, it is what it is. You know, their defense is still going to have to carry them.
Broncos are going to look interesting, I think, better than the other quarterbacks, as you mentioned. But you're right, they are losing some defense people, and you got to spend a little bit more. The Browns, they got Tyrod Taylor. Do you think they're getting Barkley for the draft?
I think this is where I tend to disagree with the general public. So a lot of people looked at that move and they said, you know, that means they're going to take Barkley one. You know, I don't believe that. I think that John Dorsey, you know, he, again, the Kansas City connection, he used to be there. You know, he doesn't, you know, his philosophy is you don't play a rookie quarterback year one unless it's, you know, extreme circumstances, unless your top two guys get hurt or whatever the situation may be. So I think one thing that's getting overlooked is Darnold from USC. You know, he's only going to be 20 years old when he's drafted. I mean, that's young. That's really young. So I don't think Tyrod Taylor changes those plans. I think Tyrod Taylor is the one-year guy to come in and play year one while Darnold grows behind the scenes. So I think Tyrod Taylor will be the starter this year. I think in 2019 you're going to see Darnold start. I think the Browns, in my opinion, I think the Browns' dream scenario is they still take their quarterback number one, and then with that fourth pick, they might look to actually trade down a little bit to another team that wants a quarterback. So visualize this a little bit. You know, depending on who you listen to, some people believe there's three or four quarterbacks worth taking. You know, the Colts, obviously, unless something's really truly wrong with Andrew Luck, they're probably going to look to move out of that pick. So somebody's going to trade up with the Colts to get a quarterback. The Giants tried the trade for Patrick Mahomes last year, but got outbid by the Chiefs. So they might take a quarterback at number two, even though a lot of people aren't talking about that. So if you're in that fourth spot and there's already been three quarterbacks taken, you might have a lot of teams looking to pay a ransom to come up and trade with you to get that last viable quarterback. So I'm not guaranteeing it's going to break down that way. I there's always surprises and things go haywire in the draft. But I think the Browns would rather take their quarterback one, sell out the way he plays. I love his off-the-field character. I love that he wants to get better. Every word he says rings true to me. I think he's great. But at the same time, it's a running back rich class. And even though I think a great running back should carry great value, I still think the average NFL team is looking at that and saying, I don't know if I'm willing to take him with the fourth pick after those quarterbacks get taken.
Interesting opinion. I like that. It's different from what like, you know, most people say. Who do you think the Giants will get?
You know, I think the Giants are going to find someone to sit behind Eli this year. I do. You know, the Giants are a very well-run organization. You know, these last couple years, maybe it hasn't looked that way. But the thing about the Giants is that, you know, when they're good, they win Super Bowls. You know what I mean? It's you know, they beat the Patriots twice, and it didn't happen by accident. I think it'll be similar to the Alex Smith situation last year. I think you'll see the Giants be aggressive. I don't necessarily know who they like. You know, it could be Rosen. It could be Josh Allen, although the reviews on Josh Allen seem to be that he'll either be awesome or terrible, and I don't know enough about him to know which one's true. But I still think quarterback matters so much in the NFL. I mean, I know last year the Eagles won the Super Bowl with their backup, and you know, things like that can happen. But you know, more often than not, you need really good quarterback play to win a Super Bowl, and I think the Giants know that, and I really believe they're going to try to find their guy to carry the reins after Eli. And if they are planning to not take a quarterback, they're another team that could sell that pick for a king's ransom and then still get someone they really like a little bit later.
Yeah, I think having the second pick is interesting. I've heard getting the quarterback, but once that Tyrod Taylor move, everyone's saying, okay, well, now they want Barkley, so Giants should take a quarterback. So we'll see. And then I've been hearing Giants fans that want a running back because they haven't had had a real running back in a few years. So we'll see where they go. But I'm really interested in what's going to happen. The biggest trade so far was Alex Smith to the Redskins. Were you happy about that trade as a Chiefs fan, or were you like okay with it, or it had to be done?
Yeah, I really think it had to be done. I mean, I'm one of those. I think Patrick Mahomes could have potentially played as a rookie. I really, you can call me a homer or whatever you want, but when I watch Mahomes play, I just see a guy that makes plays. He's gonna make he's gonna make some mistakes too. I think the trade was more about, it's the Seahawks model. The Seahawks won a Super Bowl because they had Russell Wilson on a rookie quarterback contract, and then they were able to just build a great defense around him. I think what the Chiefs are going to try to do in these next 3 or 4 years is they're going to try to load up and really make a run with Patrick Mahomes on his rookie contract. Alex Smith, I like Alex Smith. He's a good dude. And, I really like him. And I wanted them to win a Super Bowl with him so badly. I really did. But I think the reality of it is, if you look at the way they lost that Titans game in the playoffs, the defense definitely deserves a lot of blame, but the other side of it is this. In the first half, Alex Smith looked like Joe Montana. They scored 3 touchdowns, and he looked phenomenal. Now, I know there were some drops in the second half, too. I'm not saying it was all Alex Smith. But in that fourth quarter, there were 2 or 3 drives where guys were open. There were plays to be made. And he just didn't make the plays, And I like Alex Smith. I wish he would have got it done. But I think he's a quarterback that will, when he went to Kansas City, they were terrible. He will help a bad team or an average team become a good team. They won the division 2 years in a row. He can get you there. He'll help your team. But I don't think I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Alex Smith unless it's a really, unless you have the 2000 Ravens defense and you get some big time breaks on special teams and just everything bounces your way, I just don't think you win a Super Bowl with Alex Smith.
He wasn't a playoff quarterback either.
Well, and that's the hard part because, when they lost to the Colts 44-42 or whatever it was a couple years ago, or 45-44, I guess it was, he played great in that game. One of his receivers stopped running, or the Chiefs probably win that game, And in the first half of the Titans game, he was brilliant. But in the second half, he fell apart a little bit. And that's always been the story with him. His highs are high, his lows are low. Everybody likes him because he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. But the other side of that is when you leave too many plays on the field and you punt a lot, I'm not saying punting is not as bad as an interception, but if you do it too many times because you're leaving plays on the field, you don't win a lot of games that way. Not in the playoffs anyway.
Big piece of news today. Jordy Nelson was cut by the Packers. Where should he go?
Oh, man. That's an open one. Jordy, I think he might be a guy that just tries to have a good year or two before he retires. He doesn't want to go out the way he has with having all the injuries. I would think he'd have to go somewhere that has someone really dynamic on the outside.
Maybe the Patriots.
Yeah, they have Brandon Cooks and they have Gronk that takes a lot of attention. I'll say this. Where I agree with you is that Jordy Nelson's always going to be where he's supposed to be. And Tom Brady loves guys like that. Brady, I mean, we all know. We've all seen Brady do it 100 times where he throws that 8-yard pass that the defense is in almost perfect position, but he just drops it in the perfect place. And, I mean, yeah, I would think Jordy could fill that role. What I'd be curious about, you know, where does he fit in with the Patriots offense? Assuming Gronk even – I mean, I know Gronk's talked about retirement a little bit. I don't know how he's serious I take it, but
– He's coming back.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you have Gronk, you have Cooks. You know, we'll see what happens with Edelman. You know, he should be back. I mean, does Jordy want to take that role, or would he rather – you know, I heard the Raiders are interested in him, which is a little bit of a weird fit in my opinion, unless they unless they really want to move on from Crabtree, which maybe they do. I don't know, but
The Raiders are looking good with Gruden.
I guess we'll see.
Are you a Gruden fan?
Yeah, I am a Gruden fan because I think in all walks of life, you have to be enthusiastic about whatever you do, and I think he brings energy, and that's about it. I mean, you know, they just have not, you know, whether it's the draft or free agents or whatever they've done, they just have not put a good defense together. So I'll be curious to see what he does. You know, their offense has weapons, but I'll be curious to see what he does on the defensive side of the ball and what McKenzie puts together for him.
Any other free agency rumors you've heard or predictions you can make to the sportscast?
Predictions, man. I don't know about that. You know the guy I'm curious about? Man, I love the Honey Badger, you know, Tyrann Mathieu. I do. I love him. And I know, you know, he's another guy that you just think to yourself, darn it, you know, if the guy could just team pick up, man, I'd take a chance on him all day. You know, I would. I'd put him next to Eric Berry and just let him be a playmaker. You know, I'd love to see that. In terms of, you know, moves I'm curious about, you know, I'm curious how Mo Wilkerson works out for the Packers because he's a guy that when he was motivated looked like Reggie White. When he's not motivated, he was deactivated and wasn't even active on game day. So a one-year deal to play for the Packers and play with Mike Daniels, that's one that excites me because
Speculation.
Yeah, I think he'll end up there. I think they'll give him a little bit of a chance for a bounce back. I'll tell you what, the other guy that I'm curious about is Ndamukong Suh. I think he still has some football left. I don't know that he's quite the dominant force. Probably be used just for a guy or two that you have a dire need for. And what we're seeing right now is sometimes teams try to buy their way to success, and it almost never works. Speaking of Sue, you know, a team that, you know, jumps out at me a little bit would be someone like the Patriots. Because the Patriots, I don't know how much longer Brady has left. You know, he still looked great last year for other than, a few blips on the radar. But the Patriots couldn't rush the passer to save their life. Yeah. They need somebody like him. You know, they do. They need someone like him. So that would be a team I could see him going to. You know, the other one would be Atlanta. You know, Atlanta tried to bring in Dontari Poe last year, and it didn't really – not that I'm not saying Poe was bad, but he wasn't really much of a pass rusher. So I think that would be an interesting fit too. So I'll tell you what, if you need a prediction, if you really need something, I'm going to say Ndamukong Suh ends up with the Falcons.
Wow. That's why I invited Jeff. Jeff takes a whole different perspective. Jeff doesn't take the talking points you hear on ESPN or the NFL Network. He'll bring you what he really thinks. You know, we're not being repetitive like the other shows.
Yeah, we'll see if it's actually right, though. We'll see if it's actually right.
Ready for some random rapid-fire questions?
Oh, boy. Can't wait. Absolutely, man. That'll be fun.
What does a global entrepreneur mean to you?
Global entrepreneur. I would say you have to make at least a few bucks on multiple continents.
If you moved to a new city with $100, what would you do?
A new city with $100. I'd go to the best, most unique restaurant they could have and at least enjoy the food before I went broke.
And how do you have your pancakes?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. I'm sure I will have you soon again because the NFL draft is going to happen soon. And you know, it's funny, like most of the free agency news came out yesterday. Today is a little bit slowish.
Yeah. But once the draft happens, then you have the teams that let the vets go after they drafted the young replacement. So there will be that second wave that always ends up being a lot of fun.
One last question. What is your opinion on Baker Mayfield?
And it's nothing to do with him, you know, doing the stupid stuff that he does. Charles Robinson, who's a Yahoo reporter, always does a really nice job, a really good follow on Twitter, just an insightful guy. You know, Baker Mayfield, instead of throwing guys open, a lot of times he waits till the guy comes open to throw. So he's not, they call that a lack of anticipation. You know, I'm not saying he can't fix it because I think he's a playmaker. I like that about him. But you in the NFL, the windows aren't big enough to wait for a guy to come open. So I wouldn't take him in the top five. But if I was a team in the back half of the first round or early in the second round that really needed a guy, I think that's where I'd feel more comfortable taking him.
Do you think he'll be a top 10 pick, top 20 pick?
I think he'll still end up being a top 15 pick. Okay. I do, because somebody's going to fall in love with the playmaking and the energy and the football mojo. Somebody's going to fall in love with that and take him in the top 15. I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Oh, how can people reach you?
I'd say the best way, if you're interested in football, most of my Twitter account is almost nothing but football, and that's just at JT Falver on Twitter. That's probably the best way. Email me at jtfalver@hotmail.com. I talk a lot of football, love hearing other people's opinions as well, and fair warning, if you follow me on Twitter, it's going to be a lot of Chiefs stuff, a lot of barbecue stuff, and in the summertime, kayak trips and fishing. So be ready.
One thing about the Chiefs that I love is your tight end. Love that guy.
Travis Kelce. Amazing. Travis Kelce. Yeah, he's dynamic, man. He's a tough cover. And now with Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins on the outside, it's going to be tough to slow Kelce down, that's for sure.
That's right. Watkins signed with the Chiefs.
That's right. That's
I can't
right.
believe yeah. we didn't talk about that. That's huge.
Yeah. They overpaid him a little bit, but but he's only 24 years old. You know,
but he's great.
He's only 24, and he's incredibly dynamic. And I think he fits with what you know. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the guy that looks, but the Chiefs paid him in a way that assumes that they believe he's a number one receiver day one, and we'll see if that actually pans out or not.
We'll see. NFL talk continues in the offseason. Jeff, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And anytime.